Blog Talk Radio.
Today, it's your girl, Miss P, and I'm just so excited to, you know, be able to wake up another day and, you know, talk to you beautiful people. So, you know, that alone, you know, just made me so happy. And the fact that I know that I have amazing people like you that are supporting the show, and the show is just growing and getting better, that, you know, it makes it worthwhile for me to be doing what I'm doing. And it especially makes it worthwhile to get up every day knowing that I have a purpose in this life. I have a mission, and I finally found that mission through this platform. So I'm feeling really awesome today with that coming to mind, and I feel really, you know, in tune with myself and the things that I have to do in life. So I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able, and I'm going to keep on pushing, and hopefully with you guys by my side, we can just grow together as a family, as a team, as a resource, as a source for those that's out there that are trying to do their thing. You know, I have your back too, but you guys should already know that. So with that being said, I don't want to talk you guys' heads off, but, you know, without you guys, really, there's no Intune show. So what I'm doing and what I'm trying to bring forth to you guys into the communities is just really bridging the gap that holds us oppressed, bringing like-minded people together to uplift and empower each other on a whole nother level. Because guess what? No one's going to be there to hold your hand, you know, without you reaching out to hold theirs back. So this is why I do what I do, okay? So, you know, for tonight's show, you know, on a lighter note, we're going to have DJ Girl 6 on, and we're also going to have Mac Mirage. So DJ Girl 6 is, you know, an awesome DJ, VJ. And, you know, I know a lot of you people heard of Girl 6, which was Spike Lee's movie. And the lead character, phone sex operator, she used a number instead of her name to, you know, remain anonymous. But DJ Girl 6, on the other hand, is far from anonymous. And she's just, you know, doing her thing. And the movie reminds her of that harsh realities behind going all in to pursue your dreams. You know, and harsh realities aside, DJ Girl 6 has fought her way to the cutting edge of DJ techniques and technology and blazing trails for others to follow her for years now, for over 10 years. So all those females out there that are, you know, saying I can't do something, or this is going to be this or this and that, making excuses like sometimes Miss P do herself, we have to stop making excuses and go after the things we want. And it's just a blessing, like I said, not only just to have you guys to support, but to also introduce you to someone that's creative and hard working and setting pavement down to make her way through her journey or his journey. And it's amazing to be able to, you know, talk to these individuals, because to me it's inspiring. So I'm appreciative to every single person I get to talk to on the show. I'm appreciative to everybody who contributes to the show, because this is only how we get better, by gaining insight on one another and then basically taking pieces from what we gain and using it to accent our lives. So I'm totally excited that she took the time out today to come and talk to us. I'm totally excited about Matt Mirage also, who will be on at 7:20 later on tonight to talk about his journey and the things that he's doing in his life to bring forth his creativity. So, you know, I don't want to talk too much about Girl 6 because, you know, we're going to have her on shortly, and I want her to kind of, you know, fill us in on who she is and what she's about and the power moves that she's making out here in the world. So without further ado, I'm just going to play a track and everything like that. And for anyone who has any questions or have any comments, you know, you can use the interactive chat room, which you guys should already know that I read live. And or you can call in at 818-495-6975 to voice your opinion. So stay in tune while we check out this track. And, you know, I got a lot of good song submissions and things of that nature. But you guys have to remember, like, you know, not to say that I have so much time, but I just really don't have time to, you know, go onto certain websites and download your music. If you guys are interested in having your music played on the show, that's awesome, and I love the fact that people, you know, take the time to send music. But please send the music MP3 formatted, titled all the way through, meaning the name of the artist, the title of the song, and make sure that it's clean and it's mastered and mixed down, because I don't want to hear pots and pans and stuff in the background on the show. It's just not a good look. So with that being said, you guys, send me your submissions, MP3 formatted, at intuneshow@aol.com, and I'll be more than happy to play it on a, you know, broadcast. So without further ado, this one is by C-Dash About Cash, and this one is called Queen. Enjoy.
Hey, I ain't looking for no any woman, you know,
not at all.
She gotta be a special type.
Yes, sir.
One that's rare. One that's willing to share and care.
She gotta understand me for sure.
Yeah.
Not a thing feels better when you're getting that cheddar than going home knowing that you gotta push better than the ocean to know that everything's right and you ain't gotta deal with the drama all night. On the all night flight, been grinding all day. So much drama in the streets, don't need it where I stay. So while I'm trying to see before you marry me, if I could stand up, could you care?
If I was down, would you help me up? Or would you look at me crazy and not give a f? See, I'm a king now, so I need a queen. I'm gonna hold it down when I'm going through shit. As long as you legit, I give you the world. And you ain't gotta worry about me fucking these girls. Just let it roll like it's supposed to. And late at night, be the one that I'm close to.
What if you still lost it all on the city? Had a bad night shooting dice in the breeze. Would you just forget all the nights that we balled our braids? And start flipping out and ripping out the love pages written. I live what I'm spitting first hand. Money is a month made by man. If I gave you a grand and I told you to keep it, would you tell your girls or would you keep it a secret? I'm just trying to see where your head at. I never put my heart with my bread at. I listen to the old heads when they said that money is the root of all evil. Yeah, they said that. I'm so glad to see the situation clear view and wave to the bad days fading in my rear view. Good things come to those who wait, so I patiently await that day.
If I was down, would you cut me up? Or would you look at me crazy and not give a f? See, I'm a king now, that's why I need a queen.
I need a queen. I'm gonna hold it down when I'm going through shit. As long as you legit, I give you the word.
Yeah, so that was C Dash About Cash. And shout out to C Dash About Cash. We, you know, had him on the show, and he's totally an awesome individual. I adore him. I love him. I think he's very unique. He has a creative sense of style with his music. He also did Miss P's, you know, drop. And, well, not really a drop, but my, you know, new song, my intro. And it's really awesome that he took the time to do that, you know, and it's really hot because I had a lot of submissions, but, you know, when I finally got to his, I'll just cut it short and say that I fell in love. So shout out to C Dash About Cash for that intro from Miss P. So we have a few minutes before DJ Girl 6 gives us a call in. So I just wanted to touch on a few things that is, you know, in works on the Intune show. So basically, as you guys may already know, and those who are tuning in for the first time that are not conscientious of what's happening for the weekend, tomorrow I'm basically giving our first speed networking event. So basically what that entails is that I'm going to have 8 speakers that are establishing their business in different areas of business come on the show and give us 10 minutes of how to strategize and how they grew their business. So anyone that's having an issue with trying to come together with ideas on social media, music, you know, Google Plus, and things of that nature, I'm going to have people that have the know-how on this on the scene for 10 minutes telling us all about how we can jumpstart, you know, our careers, our life, our businesses, and maintain them at an adequate rate, so to speak. And I'm also going to be on talking about, you know, my business, my home-owned business that I started myself in 2006. So everything that we're going to be discussing tomorrow is just on how to advance yourself. So definitely tune in for that. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. Dial in at 818-495-6975 live or stream it. You know, the links are always on my Facebook page. I'm always tweeting them, you know, and I look forward to everybody that's tuning in because it's a lot to gain from this, you know. And what you guys also need to keep in mind, too, that the shows are always on demand. So if you aren't able due to scheduling or maybe you just don't feel like tuning in at the moment, which is totally understandable because there's times when I don't want to do certain things. So I get that. But definitely play it back and listen to it and take notes on the things that you can do if you're interested in going forward and creating that, you know, longevity for yourself. So I'm totally excited about that. So for me, you know, Miss P has been getting blessings after blessings. Shout out to Bullseye Entertainment, you know, Michelle McGee. She's an awesome resource for me. I love her, love her, love her, love her. You know, there's really no words for how amazing this woman is to me and how blessed I am to have her in my life. So in May, on May 1st, I should say, we have Mark E. Walker, who works with Freedom Williams from CNC Music Factory, coming on at 6:15. We also have, in that same week, we have Big Lito, who's going to be on Friday the 4th at 6:15. We have Miss the Cheeks at 6:15 on the 5th. So I'll just start off with that for the first week of May to let you guys know that it's going to be turned up on the Intune show. So definitely stay in tune with all the great things that's coming up for May. Again, like I said, shouts out to Michelle McGee because without her, a lot of the things that Miss P is bringing forth to you guys to get in tune with, it wouldn't be happening at such a fast pace. So much love to Michelle for being so awesome and showing us love all the time. So until DJ Girl 6 gives us a call in, let's play a track. Let's, you know, let's get the party started, so to speak. And I'm kind of going there because she is a DJ. I don't want to sound so corny to her, like, oh my God, did she just say get the party started? But when I was growing up and, you know, was in house parties and stuff of that nature, and the DJs used to always say, let's get this party started right, you know, or the roof is on fire. So basically, we all been there and we done that. I'm pretty sure by now no one's really putting that out there, but I'm old school, so I stick to the things that resonate with me the most. So anyway, without further ado, let's play Motivation by Keys.
For y'all who hate it. Feel like I'm obligated. I got that money in my sight, that's why I'm motivated. Overcame the underdog. Now they say that I'm the favorite. They recognize the grind. How the youngin' beat the pace. Good in the hood, take it right back to the bases. Swinging for the fences once they loading up the bases. Now I'm getting money, see the egg on their faces. London to Las Vegas, man, I love trading places. I'm forever on my team. See these suckers hate me. Cooking some of those who work and not the ones who wait. Hurry up and back it up. No sense of being patient. Man, I hit the block running like a pair of aces. We get into this paper, man, on a daily basis. Panamera boys, man, that thing is outrageous. Philly, South New, West Coast affiliated. Shout out to the haters, tell them that I'm motivated.
That right, that right, that right, that right.
On that Cali Kush, we smoking till we pass out. Banging on my new rockets, cause I'm the real dog. Tip top the lawnmower, you know I brought my new out. Shout out to my new muscle oak, you know what we about. Grind time at all times, always on that paper route. Sweet with the filthy style, the realest shit that's coming out. Since I hit the game, man, that money come in large amounts. Cooper Road game, man, all I talk is bank accounts. Rap game, crack game, make sure that's playing out. All the new doubted me, I know that you can feel me now. A&R has shot me down, I know that you can hear me now. Got my money right. Any new, y'all can beat it now. I'm that new South, this is how it's going down. They say I'm underrated, I say I'm money made. Shout out to the haters, tell them that I'm motivated. See that, that's my destiny. Hard work and dedication, sucker, that's the recipe. I'm trying to catch $1 million, you a felony. Street with the filthy south, there ain't no comparing me. Straight up out the slums, that's the shit that's been preparing me. Diamond in the rough, this is my moment of clarity. Four away from broke, it's the number one priority. Why you sorting me? You not as hard as me. Some call it magic, man, I just call it that artistry. I still rep the turf, man, recognize the loyalty. Cooper Road gang, man, it's pumping through the arteries. Rich. Hell, that's the heart of me. Hustle is bananas, man. The game never started me. Yeah, I upgrade. Mama, I done made it. Shout out to the haters, tell them that I'm motivated.
It's the kid Starfella from Starfella Music Group. And you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves. Into Radio. Let's get it.
Yay. So that was Keys with Motivated. Shout out to him for his submission. I'm digging that song. I like the hook and everything. So I will be having it in rotation. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Scarfella, you know, for that drop. He's also an awesome individual. I had the opportunity of interviewing him in the past and also his little six-year-old nephew who is an up-and-coming rapper. And he's doing his thing. He is really doing his thing. And let me retrack on rapper because he told me, Little Jerusalem, at 6 years old, during his interview that he's not a rapper. He's an artist, okay? So correction on my part for the rapper part. He's definitely an artist and he's definitely creative and he's on the right track, and I'm just, you know, grateful for him and grateful to Scarfella for being such an essential part of his nephew's life. And with, you know, that being said, Little Jerusalem will be where he needs to be in life, okay, with consistency and an uncle like Scarfella. So shout outs to them. So without further ado, we have DJ Girl 6 on the line. So let's tune in. Hi. DJ Girl 6, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you guys? Where are
We're
you guys?
We're doing well. We are in New York.
Oh, nice. Okay. I used to live in New York.
You did? What part about?
I lived in Massapequa, so it's pretty residential, but
yeah,
they
definitely
still count.
Yeah, it does still count because I'm up in Westchester County, so Massapequa was a little past me, but it still counts. It all does. So how you doing tonight?
Good. Just caught in the whirlwind of all the different things going on right now.
Right, I definitely can understand that. So I know that you're busy, and I don't want to keep you for long, but, you know, I just have a few things, and we know we want to gain some insight on DJ Girl 6. So tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, how your journey began.
It all began when I was 15 years old. I was working as a hotel maid during the summer and then before school to buy my then-boyfriend a set of turntables and a mixer, which is like, I don't know, $1,500 back then, and he dumped me for a girl who actually looked exactly like me.
Wow.
Right before his birthday. So I kept it, and at first I hated it. I was glaring at it in my closet. I'm like, I hate you. And I'm like, you know what? Forget this. I know more about music than he does anyway. My father was a musician. He played with Hendrix and Anna Nancy Wilson. So I also was a drummer and drum corps, and I play piano, I play clarinet, so I know a lot about music and music theory. So I'm like, I bet I'd be better at this than he would. And I pulled it all out, and I was still angry, so I'm trying to scratch, like, F you and his parents' answering machine. At first it was horrid, and then I used to, like, record my sets on my answering machine. I even lost a babysitting job over it because I was doing some NWA stuff, and I'm like, we will never hire you, ever. I'm like, ah. And then I had to make up all the money that I spent on the turntables because I didn't want my mom to find out because she would be greatly disappointed. My mom's Sicilian, so
yeah, definitely.
And my dad's Puerto Rican, so it's like, you walk on eggshells.
Yeah,
be really good.
Definitely with the mom being Sicilian, because I have a few Sicilian friends, and they're grown with children and husbands, and their mother are still making impacts in their life as we speak.
Oh, yeah. I have a doctorate because my mom wanted me to have a plan B. Okay, if you're scared enough to pay $100,000 and go to school for 8 years in a different country, no less, that says a little about the impact of Sicilian women.
Definitely. So that's awesome, though. So speaking about your family, how do they feel about, you know, what you're doing now with the, you know, DJ VJ?
She's okay with it now because we made a deal. I finish my doctorate, and you leave me alone.
Right.
Next she's going to get on me about getting married, but for now, the waters are calm, and I try to show her things. I'm like, hey, this is me and Sir Mix-a-Lot, me and Joan Jett, and me and Enrique Iglesias and Janet Jackson, and she's like, I have no idea who these people are. But she's like, it's hard to impress her and, like, pull her into the circle of all the exciting things I do because she has no concept.
Right.
So.
And it's so cute, though, because it's so innocent, you know? It's so cute and innocent. I love it. So as a child, you know, you said you started doing this at 15 because, you know, of the breakup and everything of that nature. But prior to that, did you always want to go to school to be a doctor or even had music as a passion?
Music, yes. But I got my doctorate in law, but I have no interest in it. So I'm basically, everyone else in law school is fighting tooth and nail to get the A, and I'm walking around like, hey, yo, C equals JD. I just want to get out of here. And I got higher grades than most of the other people who were stressing out because all their energy is interfering, their negative energy is interfering with their ability to study. And I'm like, dude, I just don't care. I just want to get by, and I got better grades.
Right.
So,
I have to kind of pick up that philosophy from you, DJ, because the simple fact that, and you don't mind if I shorten it or the SDJ
no,
or, okay, no problem. I just, you know, kind of think that if I stop stressing, maybe I'll get through my courses. I think that's what's holding me back. You're absolutely right. Just don't care about them.
And remember, attendance is half of the grade. And then another fourth is doing your homework. And the other fourth is organic. And that's what kind of separates the people who were, in my opinion, born with certain congenital benefits, I guess. Like, some people are naturally intelligent. Like, I do really, really well on standardized tests, and I do great on Mensa, but I couldn't find my way from my house to the colleges who paid me. So it's just different types of intelligence for different types of people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So how did you come up with the name DJ Girl Fix?
It is a Spike Lee movie, and where the girl is conflicted about taking off her clothes for a job, and ultimately she's like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. And if you're a female entertainer, all female entertainers go through this. And I would like to be on the side of those who don't take their clothes off for a living, because it's hard.
Right.
It's really tempting. You have people, I have Playboy calling me all the time, all the reps, and they're throwing money at you. They usually call when things are going badly for you, so you're like, oh, I could really use that money
contemplating.
Shit. But I put it together. And plus, like, I DJ at pools, and they're like, it'll be one price for not taking your top off and a completely higher price if you will. I'm like, yeah.
Right.
No.
Right. Exactly.
No.
Exactly. 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 But, you know, I can't say that I blame them, though, even though I respect where you're coming from, because that's not the image you're trying to portray. But you are amazingly beautiful. So it's just like, who wouldn't ask you to do something? It's like, look at you and you're like, whoa, hey.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's
just,
yeah,
you exude it. You exude it.
I appreciate that. But, like, I teach camps for underprivileged girls, because I actually, I don't look like it at all, because I shed most of my hip-hop background, but I'm from the same projects as Sermon Salat, so I grew up in the projects, like, super, super poor, and I made it a point to take time out of my schedule to communicate with all the other underprivileged girls in there, because I know how hard it can be, and if I start taking off my clothes, what does that say to them?
Exactly.
And I don't want to be that person. Like, a lot of celebrities say, I'm not a role model. I'm like, well, I put myself in a position to where I wanted to give back to my community, and I do want to be a role model. So I kind of got to keep it in the middle. You know, I still play songs that swear, and I still do, you know, wear kind of small outfits, but I explain to them, you know, you can't do everything your parents do. Trust me, and you don't want to.
Exactly, so, exactly.
Yeah, and I'm, like, about parental age, so I try to communicate the differences to them and try to keep them on the right path and give them hope and, you know, don't give up, don't do drugs, all that good stuff.
Right, that's amazing. That really is. And everything that I've seen you in, you look very tasteful. But, you know, as being an entertainer, you know that you have to look appealing, because that's part of it, especially as a woman. No one wants to see you in rollers and slippers. Like, that's, no one's going to, you know, so that's part of it.
It's part of the sales. And it, for me, mentally, also kind of sucks, because I can never gain weight. I can't cut my hair. I can't age. And furthermore, like, one of my heroes, she's, like, heavyset Filipino girl. And she's incredible. Like, best turntablist I've ever seen in my entire life. But she'll be hard-pressed to find gigs because of this, you know,
optical
standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crap.
Yeah, it is. It's just like that. No matter what people say, that there aren't, like, you know, these little guidelines, there's always guidelines, even to work in McDonald's. So it's the sad, ugly truth of it all. It definitely is.
Well, I'm like, did you ask DJ Khaled to wear a smaller outfit? I'd like to be a part of that conversation. Yeah, fat boy, Bill, to wear a skirt, tighter shirt, no shirt. I'd love to hear that.
Exactly. That's an excellent point. But, you know, they're not trying to go there. They see a beautiful woman. The first thing they want to see is you and Les.
Everything. I'm like, no, that's not how this works.
Exactly. So what are some of the venues that you played?
Boy, I've been playing for about 10 years now. So I've played everywhere.
So is it any of them that stick out the most for you?
I like playing in Asia particularly because the people are way more appreciative of what you do, and no matter what you do, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like. They're way more open-minded. Like, you try to bust out a house version of Blinded by the Light, and you can only get away with that in certain venues. But in Japan, they're so open-minded to various levels of creativity. I can do so much more and reach higher level. And plus, I got to play some really big venues there.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. So this is just like you're all over the place at all times. Are you constantly traveling?
Oh, yeah. That's what it feels like. Hold on one super quick second. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yes, I the job I have with Bellator, which I DJ for an MMA company called Bellator, it's broadcast on MTV2, it's broadcast on Epix and on Spike TV. I have to do that every Friday, so at least every Friday I'm flying out somewhere, minimum.
Wow.
And then on top of that, I have all my normal shows. I usually do, like, a show after that, and sometimes the day before and day after. I've even, like, done Bellator all night and then did a nightclub event in whatever city and then flown back to Las Vegas to do a pool gig at, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. How do you make it? I mean, what do you do? Are you, like,
Last
I'm not
time.
Trying to be... Right. Like, are you constantly on caffeine? Like...
yeah, actually, I have an iced coffee right now. I have that. And, like, when I try to sleep on the planes, but everybody knows that's not normal sleep.
No, it's really not. It's
I
really
like
not.
I live on the red eye.
Wow. Because you know what's so funny about that? Like, if I was in your position, I could never do that because I have such a phobia of flying that you would have to give me crack cocaine.
No.
Crack cocaine,
yeah,
and six martinis.
Ambien, knock you out. Just drag her on the plane. She'll be fine.
Just wake me up when I get there.
Yeah. And I had a traumatic incident with one of my friends. He and Travis Barker crashed in a small plane and caught on fire. And I'm like, really? And then after that, he had to take medication to ever go to work.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It was pretty bad.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad that he's okay. I really am.
Yeah.
Because
that's
crazy. That's
another story.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, he got survivor's guilt, and then he ended up passing away.
Aww.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Seriously.
That's okay. I've come to grips with it so far.
Awesome. Yeah. So are some of the artists that, you know, past or present, that you enjoy playing with the most? Because, you know, you mentioned Janet Jackson, and I'm in love with Janet Jackson. She's one of the women that I'm in love with.
She's really
literally.
Pretty. A lot of the pictures that I see of her don't do her justice. Like, facially, like, her skincare, she's really, really, really pretty. She was really nice and really professional, really direct, very detail-oriented. She's just nice, normal, I didn't spend a whole lot of time with her. It was more like, just go there and do that and that type of stuff. So I didn't get to know her that well. But I saw her.
Right.
Gummy bears, I know that.
So do I.
We have dressing rooms under the stage because the stage is huge. I know because I fell off it. It's like over, it has to be like 18 feet off the ground because I ate it
Stop
pretty hard.
It. How did you fall off of it?
Well, because it goes like this. I'm the opening act. I don't DJ with them. I'm a separate act, and I'm the opener. So they have a curtain around part of the staging, and I'm supposed to go through the curtain, come out. The entire stadium goes black, and then they turn it on, and I DJ. And I ran into my tables. I'm fumbling around for my headphones because it's pitch black. Because I just want you to appear on stage. So I appeared, I did my stuff, and then they went to blackout because they were going to drop the curtain behind me and be like, ta-da, Janet Jackson. So it's pitch black, and I'm running through the curtain and looking for the stairs, and I just missed it. Totally
oh my
missed
goodness.
It. Mensa, IQ, and all. I'm not so bright on some things.
Stop it.
It's the normal things in life that get me.
Exactly. It's true, though. It's so true. I can relate to that. So if I was to, like, take your iPod or your MP3 player or something like that, what would I find in it? What kind of music do you, you know, resonate with the most?
Well, I don't get to recreationally listen to stuff too much, but I like mellow music because all I play is raged out music. But,
mm-hmm.
like Listomania and, like, Sebastian and stuff like that. I don't, like, I play the commercial stuff and I enjoy it while I'm playing it, but when I'm alone, not so much. Like, I love Sir Mix-a-Lot, and he's a sweet guy, but you can't go in a venue on the globe and not play that without everybody freaking out. Like,
right.
I'm like, this lab's 20 years old, let it go. But they won't. So, like, I used to enjoy that song, but now I'm like, please don't make me play that song, please. I've played it, like, and I played with Mix-a-Lot, you know, so that's 10 times more I had to play it. I'm like, come on. Oh, you still like this? You act like you've never heard it before. So I have a ton of songs like that that I used to like, and now I'm over it. And I also love really hard hip-hop, and I love really hard house. Like, it has to be, like, Ghetto Boys, N.W.A., or, you know, the stuff that I don't play all the time, the commercial
right.
stuff. I'm just so over it.
Right, but it's so funny you said that about Sir Mix-a-Lot, because I was just out the other day, and all of a sudden that song particularly came to my head, and I was like, oh my God, Becky, her butt is so big.
Yeah.
And everybody knew.
In the motto song, I'm like, don't do that. You know what they're expecting. Don't do that. Yeah. Too late. I hate you guys. To the break. The weird side story, do you know who Drake is, like, his backstory?
No.
Okay, so here's a little inside weirdo drama. When he was a kid, I was at Paisley Park, and I met his uncle, Larry Graham. He's the bassist from Sly and the Family Stone. He was good friends with Prince. So I'm there at Paisley Park with Prince and Larry Graham. And Larry Graham has a little cousin, and he was on the equivalent of the Mickey Mouse Show in Canada. That's Drake.
Really?
Yeah, don't get all gangster with me after jumping around like you're in the Glee Club. No. I'm like, I like some of his stuff, and the stuff about relationships I can relate to, but anything gangster, I'm like, please, don't make
right.
me pull up somebody else.
Take it serious.
Are you joking? That's like Justin Timberlake freaking going NWA, doing an NWA cover. That's how believable you are to me. Like, really, dude?
Exactly. It's hilarious. Okay, little, what is it, a musketeer, whatever they used to call
yeah.
little.
Yeah, basically, it was so cheesy. And he'd do, like, dance numbers. I'm like, wow. He was a snot back then, and I'm sure he's humbled more since then because he's around so many people with greater talent. But
right,
I don't know.
Right.
Sometimes these things about having a huge ego, who knows?
Right, exactly. Some people just, you know, it's so refreshing to, you know, talk to you and hear that, you know, you are like, hey, I was in the project, and hey, you know, I'm giving back to my community, and hey, I'm grounded, I know, you know, and it's really good because people lose insight so fast that it's not even funny. So,
I get so
you know,
many snap judgments about, because I look white.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's Puerto Rican, my mom's Sicilian. Some people say that's white because Puerto Rico is technically America, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think so. And I have to deal with my own minority issues. And plus, if you're white looking and you grow up in the project, you face an exorbitant amount of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone who looks at me and thinks like I'm a privileged little Barbie needs to eat it.
Right.
We need to have a 5-minute sit-down conversation. What's funny and sad, though, is I took my friends back to the projects, and since I left, like, Starbucks blew up, Boeing blew up, Microsoft blew up, so now they have, like, flower beds, and they cleaned up the neighborhood, and they have, like, a Starbucks, and they're like, yeah, you're a super hood, whatever. I'm like, that was Mickey Mouse's house, that was my house. They're like, in your bowl of fudge, we're doing quite well. I'm like, no, that's not what I look like.
Right, exactly. You're so right about that, because even Harlem has changed so drastically.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, my God, I remember when, you know, it was crackheads in this lot, and it was, like, people drinking on the stoop and, you know, like, all of those things that don't even coexist. It just totally looks different, period.
Yeah, I used to play at Hunts Point. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, in the Bronx, right?
Yeah, it is. And it, back then, it was scary, and you couldn't play Tupac music at the time. And I'm from the West Coast, so what do? Da-da-da, Tupac, and everyone's like, oof. I'm like, okay, sorry. Oh, God, don't shoot me. And now it's not nearly as scary.
Right.
So I
it's
can't
true.
Go back there and be like, hey, this was the scary spot I played when they were going to kill me. And they're like, yeah, right. Just make it up.
Right, exactly. So what are some of the benefits of being a female DJ VJ? Because, you know, everything that we do sometimes has a perk to it. So what are some of the, you know, perks to doing what you do?
I think that women are more psychologically, not the stereotype, but mildly more psychologically in tune to the audience because they're more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So you observe more. And when you need to go into a different direction, you're less likely to be bullheaded and just plow around in the wrong direction, just keep going and doing what you're doing. When you need to change the music up, women are more observant about saying, okay, they're not dancing. These people are wearing preppy clothes, so I probably need to play more top 40, or, you know, this is a slightly older crowd, and be more sensitive to it and cater to your audience if you need to, as where men, I don't think, are as in tune to their surroundings. I could be wrong, but it just feels that way when I watch other people play, and I'm like, you're just plowing along there, aren't you? You can't see people leaving, can you? You need to change the music. Because I'm really good about changing the music before people lose interest. Like body language, clothing, demographics. I'm very, very, very observant.
Right. And that's an awesome quality to have. And I never even thought about it from that angle. So you opened my eyes to that, because it is true. If you see, you know, I've been to plenty of clubs where, like, the DJ sucked and just didn't get it. Like, stop playing this bull crap. Like, really? And, you know, people started leaving and sitting down, and, you know, it just takes away from the thrill of being outside, especially when you don't get a chance to go out often. And then when you decide, the music sucks.
It just ruins it. No, I completely agree. It's just like even amongst your friends, like if there's three friends, one is upset, and one's a boy and one's a girl, the first person probably will say, is everything okay? It's probably going to be the girl.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's so true.
They're more observant. Body language, facial expressions, didn't comb your hair today, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, girls are usually more sensitive. Not always, but usually.
Right. So, you know, like, in today's age and time and stuff like that, there are not many, like, female DJs around, you know. Why do you think that is at this point in time?
I think that it's a male-dominated industry, but it's not regulated. And when I say that, I mean, practicing law is a male-dominated industry, but there are laws that say sexually harass them. You can't make references to anything sexual, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that in the DJ world. So a lot of people, like a girl could be an amazing DJ but very shy, and someone could be like, you need to wear a lower cut blouse and a shorter skirt, and she could freak out. It's a lot of social pressure to do things you don't want to do, and if you can't take that aspect of it, you're going to drop out. I've seen a ton of people drop out that shouldn't be.
Right.
But they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with the drama. And I don't blame them, but because of my background, my family, like, I've been taught to speak up. Like, if someone says something, I have a very quick response, and it's not pleasant. Like, I'm not going to quit, but I'll wear the low-cut blouse when you do. You know, I always have something snappy to say, and I'm always standing up for myself. And not everybody has that same personality. And men, boy DJs don't have to go through that. They don't have the additional social pressure on top of just doing their job and doing it very well.
And that is true. That is true. It's so much pressure on women. Why is that? Why are we, you know, constructed to have babies, have that time of the month, have the sexual harassment? You know, everything is us. It's so sad.
Tell me about it. We're seeing congestive heart failure now, something
right.
we never used to get. Because we're under so much pressure to do the family thing, do the job thing, be perfect at everything, stay thin on top of that, and be good looking. And, like, really? Like, men have a third or a tenth of that pressure.
It's so true. So, I mean, I see for myself at this point, just talking to you for this brief time, that what makes you stand out, in my opinion, because that's always, like, when you amongst, like, other entertainers, you always wondering what's so special about that certain person, or why people wonder why you like that certain individual more than you would like one that they like. So, in your opinion, you know, what makes you stand out from other entertainers out there as far as, like, female DJ VJs?
I think part of it is I don't trade at all on my looks. Like, if I conveniently get something because I want that, then fine. But I focus the majority of my energy on being quality. And when people say female DJ, I'm like, no, dude, I'm just a DJ. And I try to remain in that category. And also I do things that male DJs do, like I do the battles, I taught myself how to video DJ. I'm a video editor. I'm an audio editor. And I just work constantly on developing the quality of my work product versus working out as much as I need to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think quality lasts forever and looks don't.
So true.
My longevity I attribute to hard work, being, like, persevering and being observant and never stop learning and it's just about quality for me.
Absolutely. Because I've been on your site, and I don't know who put that together, but I love it.
I do, too. What's his name? I totally forgot his name.
That's okay. Awful. You know, it's okay. We don't need his name. It's just to just tell you that whoever that person is did an awesome job on your website. It's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you. I really do. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, look at her. And then I liked the partying going on and the flashing. It looked like I was just, like, in a club, literally.
Yeah. And
it gives that illusion.
Yeah, and I designed the content itself, so I think it's really comprehensive. Like, if you want to listen to my mixes, you can do that. If you want to download them, go to the SoundCloud. And, like, on the bottom are links to everything, from if you want to subscribe to my podcast, look at my Vimeo, look at my YouTube. But I also parallel posted all the Vimeo and YouTube videos right there if you don't want to leave the page. And it's just super convenient. It has the bio. It has people I've played with. It's so comprehensive. And it's, like, press, pictures, anything you want right there on that website. And I don't think a lot of DJ websites have everything. And that's because it's an astronomical amount of work. But I really wanted it to be perfect and functional. So I was really proud of it, too, when it was done.
Yeah, you should be, because it's really, really, really nice. It's an eye catcher, and I've been on plenty of sites, and that one for sure is always going to stick in the top of my mind because of the way it just presents itself as soon as you log on. So yeah, shout out to him for that awesome, you know, and you too for all the labor that you put in, and just the, you know,
you
can tell you business orientated just by some of the things that you touched on tonight. So I can see how you just kind of was like, hey, let's just make this thing where it's just like you don't have to search around the world. It's just everything right here. Yeah,
make it
definitely.
Easy. I read the, you know, Russell Simmons?
Mm-hmm.
He has a book called Do You that I read. I read a lot of his books, but that one in particular says, don't make success difficult for you. And one thing about that is move to where, you know, your job is thriving, like DJing. I live in Vegas now. And number two, that also pertains to the website. Why would I make it difficult for people who want me to find everything they want to know about me?
Exactly.
And I approach a lot of things with that in mind.
Definitely. It's also like a good piece of advice for all those who are tuned in tonight. Definitely take heed to that, because it is true. Because people get lazy, like me myself. Like, if I have to do a whole bunch of work, then I'm just like, you know what, forget it. Because, you know, it's just taking too much for me to do it. And, you know, I shouldn't be proud to announce that, but I'm just talking about the reality of it all. The reality of it all is, like, I don't want to go searching. Right. I don't want to search 50 million links just to find things for a certain individual. So, yeah, I love the fact that it's all right there, laid out, before my little clicker. Love it, love it,
yes.
love it. So
thank you.
You're welcome. So do you have a ritual that you do, like, to get you in the right frame of mind when you're about to, you know, do your thing?
I always practice. I practice very often. I always search music. I listen to other people's mixes so I can make sure I know what's up and
mm-hmm.
look for ideas. I look at other DJs on YouTube. I listen to their mixes. I show up live and I watch crowd reactions to their stuff. Like, I prepare before a show. I do an astronomical amount of preparation. And then once it starts to repeat itself, the information I'm looking for, I know I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, I feel relief and I can go to my show and just do it. I did everything I possibly could to make this the best show.
Absolutely. That's good. It really is, because that's me too. Like, right before any interview, I'm just like, leave me alone. I don't want to talk. I don't want to text. I don't want to do nothing. I just need to be focused.
Yeah.
You know, because being interviewed, especially someone, in your shoes, you know, it's like definitely, I try not to make my interviews so generic. I basically try to really actually learn something from the about the person.
I think that's awesome. I can't tell you how many interviews are like, so how'd you get your name? Where are you from? Okay, it was nice meeting you. And I'm like, really? Okay, I'll brush up. Would that take you 5 minutes? You could apply that to anybody.
Right, I could have texted that info to you.
Yeah, would have been easier for me.
Exactly. So I just wanted to also just, you know, touch on the fact that, you know, I admire women a lot, because women are go-getters. You know, they're very strong, because, like I just stated, like, we go through everything. We do the childbearing. We go through that time of the month. You know, we suffer. We go through the pains, and we still strive. So women are definitely, raised up in my mind, you know. So me saying that is to just say that, like I said, when I was researching you, I was just like, wow, she's gorgeous, you know, and I can see why this is probably a piece of cake for her. Because if I was going out as a man and I saw you back there doing your thing, I would be at that club every time you're there. You know what I mean? I'm like, I just want to see her. She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. So do you, like, work out all the time? Like, how do you keep that girlish figure? Seriously, because I need some tips.
Well, two things. Number one, sometimes the girl thing works against you because they think if you're feminine, you naturally cannot DJ, which is not awesome, but it happens. Mm-hmm. But as far as keeping fit, right now I'm doing Insanity. I don't know if you've seen it, like, on the infomercials. It's like this coach named Shanti, and he gives you, like, a bunch of workouts on CD, and there's a schedule of when you do which workout and how many workouts, and I do that. And on top of that, like, I'm a vegetarian, so that helps, vegan vegetarian, so I don't eat meat, and there's a lot of fat in meat, so that helps. I know it's not for everybody, and I totally understand that, but when I was at Paisley Park, we weren't allowed to have anything animal products at all, no eggs, no milk, no nothing. And it hurt because I was out there for 3 weeks. He converted to Jehovah Witness. But the first 3 weeks, like, your bones hurt and your skin hurts. And you realize, like, it's kind of like a chemical withdrawal. And I didn't realize how badly that would affect me, like, all the stuff that I was eating and how bad it was for me until I went through that. But once I was out of it, I'm like, I don't ever want to go through that again. So I just stay here. So all the stuff that kind of makes you, like, gain weight, I stay away from, like, cheese and milk and animal fats. And, you know, it's not for religious purposes. It's not because I want to protect the animals. Sorry. But it just keeps me healthy.
Definitely.
So, and I focus on health over being skinny. I want to be healthy, not skinny, because I'm not skinny. Like, I got curves. But they're tight.
Right.
And they're
going to
stay that
curve.
Way. Yes. Keep the tight curves. Be healthy. I'm not down for skinny. I work for
definitely,
for God's sake.
Definitely. Like, I'm not into skinny either. You know, health is very, 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 you know, important. And, you know, like you said, you weren't aware that, you know, all these different chemicals are missing, and what we put into our body is really, like, destroying us. You definitely correct about that.
I was shocked. I was shocked at how much it hurt to not eat that stuff. And then they gave us kind of an education about, you know, what's in your food, what to avoid, and, you know, the religious aspect. No offense to anyone who is religious, but I discarded that, but came away with the message of there's a lot of crap in our food in America. And my parents are European, so when I stayed in Europe, everything tastes different because it's not industrialized food, and because like our milk is slow pasteurized and it doesn't have like pus and blood and gross things in it. So, ew. I read a book called Skinny Bitch too. That was interesting. And I watched Food Incorporated. Like, I always try to, if I feel like I'm going to stray, I'll pick up an article and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's why I don't eat crap.
Right, right. Definitely. I have to, like, you know, I'm trying to like pull your energy to me because, you know, I'll be doing good for a while, then I'll fall off the wagon again. So
then you gotta read something. Just find something to read and it'll motivate you or gross you out, which is also a motivator.
Yes, my one of my mutual friends with someone said, you know what, if you just Netflix all the stuff that they have on the documentaries about food and the processing of corn and how it's not real and it's generic and how they do this and that, you would never want to eat it again. It's just that easy. And that's exactly how she sounds.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I avoid a ton of foods based on that. Like, I guess cows are not supposed to be eating corn, and that's what made them sick and gives them mad cow disease and the close living quarters. They have to have antibiotics because if one cow gets a flu, then the whole stable gets a flu, so they have to keep them jacked up on antibiotics. I'm like, ew.
Right.
Cool. And the chickens have, they grow faster because they have growth hormones. And here's the gross part. Okay. Or do you like KFC? Because I don't want to ruin it for you.
No. I'm fine. I don't eat it. Mm-hmm.
Their chickens are so engineered that they're not allowed to call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore. Because I'm not going to tell you what their chickens look like, but they're not chickens. All the basic elements of being a chicken is missing. So now they have to call it KFC.
Wow.
Ew. No, right. Ew. And you're going to eat that? No. Don't get me wrong, it tastes good, but I don't even drive by anymore.
Like, I go around an extra block just to avoid looking at the building.
To be reminded that it says KFC because your birds are so genetically engineered.
Okay. So do you have any other loves other than, you know, what you do? You know, you play a slew of instruments and you do video, the editing, you DJ. I mean, is there anything else that you enjoy doing that's away from those particular things?
I work so much that when I get a minute off, I watch movies. I watch B-rated girly movies. I don't know. Because I have Roku, and it has like 5,000 movies in them, and most of them are B-movies. So right. I like to relax and just take it in. I like to go fishing, too, believe it or not. I'm not going to, you know, that's fish out in the wild, and I like crabbing and fishing, and I don't hunt. Obviously, that would be gross, but... Yeah, anything that has to do with the water. I like to go swimming. I like jet skiing. I love tropical locations. I have a residency in Guam. And every year, if they forget to call me, I'm like, hey,
oh my God.
It's like a little paradise.
I'm sure. I mean, Guam, come on.
Seriously? Yeah, dude, it's really, really, really nice. I had an earthquake last time I was there, but outside of that, it was awesome.
Awesome. That's awesome. So tell us, you know, what do you have coming up? You know, I know that you have a big day. Is it tomorrow?
Oh, the election?
Yes.
Well, okay, so here's the story with that. I was nominated for Best Female DJ at the Jack Colton Awards. It's www.jackcolton.com. And if you click on Spin Awards, you'll see my name under Best Female DJ. So I've been spending a lot of time campaigning for that because people say they're going to vote and then they don't. So I've been reminding them, sit in front of their computer and do it for them. Like, really?
Right.
So I have that coming up. That comes up. Results are on Sunday, the closed voting middle of Sunday, I believe. And you can vote once a day, so please do it. I have that. I'm working with Bellator every week, so that's always exciting because it's like 3,000 to 6,000 people live, and then you're broadcast to over 80 million people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small event, and I've been doing that every week. And I'm playing at the Palms Pool in Vegas on the 13th for the first time, and
sweet.
I'm playing with Kevin Hart, the comedian,
yes.
at Rain Nightclub on the 6th. Yeah, it's on the 6th.
There's so funny.
So much going on. That's why I'm like, look at the website. It's djgirl6.com under schedule. I have to update it, but it's
right.
outside of the Palms Pool. It's all up there.
So
I'm playing
reiterate,
at Lily on
Saturday. I'm sorry, DJ.
That's
reiterate
okay.
that website again because I want to make sure that I push that through the weekend too. So tell me it again.
It's djgirl6, the number 6.
No, .com. No, not your website. I have that one, the
oh,
one where
Jack
people
Colton.
Can cast a vote. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's Jack Colton, Colton, I believe, .com, and you click on Spin Awards. And you can't do it from a cell phone. You have to do it on a computer. And if you do it on Explorer, sometimes it gets wanky, so you have to use Firefox if it's not working on your Explorer.
Definitely. I have a question from a listener in the chat room, and Green Beasley wants to know, do you date black guys?
I have a list. I think one look at my website and you can answer that, obviously.
Right. Yes. So, Green, log on to DJGirl6.com, and, you know, you'll find everything you need to know, in other words. On her website.
But I don't discriminate, though, but it's like if you grow up in a predominantly black neighborhood, who are you going to date?
Right, right.
Huh, I wonder. I'm not getting in my car driving 20 minutes to find the white boys who don't understand what I'm going through.
Exactly.
No. You'd be like, why are you wearing that Raiders jacket? I'm in middle school, leave me alone. Everyone in my neighborhood wears that. They got their polo on. No, no. Because you want to date, like, people who can relate to your background
exactly.
and what you've been through. And it's not really a race issue. Like in Seattle, it was just based upon how everything was zoned out. It's just what you know and what you can relate to. Because if I date someone from Harvard and I want to talk to them about, you know, stuff you have to go through, like discrimination, yes, even against me, and, you know, BDP wars that happened, and they're like, what? What's that? Like, I like people I can actually talk to.
Right.
So, and they don't have to be black, obviously. I date anyone from that background because, you know, there are projects with hardships that can relate
mm-hmm.
to everything I've been through all across the country with all races of people. It just happens in Seattle, it's predominantly black. I don't know why.
That's okay. It's okay, you know, because I lived in Massachusetts for a short time, and that's when I started venturing out and dating white men, you know, and
yeah.
it's nothing wrong with it. It's still, everything
no.
is still okay. It's a man at the end of the day, just a lighter skin or a darker skin, you know, that's it.
You just
that's
need
all
someone
it is.
To relate to. Yeah, someone
mm-hmm.
you can relate to. That's what's most important. And I think, like, the best profile is someone who's come from that background and made something of themselves and can relate to me about the struggle, because it's just, that's a huge struggle. A lot of people I went to high school with are in prison or they're dead. So
right.
that kind of rules them out.
yeah. It does. It rules them out. So I can't date them, but, you know.
Besides, who do you want to date the people who saw you with the 90 hair doing the running man at the prom? No, you don't.
The ones that run the man having all lottos and cross colors, you know, things of that nature. No, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, they'd be like, remember that time? I'm like, no, I'm breaking up with you. You're out of here.
Like, I don't remember nothing, okay, for real. So, when you recognize in the street by, you know, your supporters, you know, what's your reaction to them? Are you like, get out of here, oh, my God, what do you do?
Well, it's hard. Like, 99.9% of the time, like, I'm super nice because those are the people who support you, and that's what your living comes from. And if you're not supportive back, it's, you know, it's not going to come full circle and they're going to abandon you. Duh. And plus, I appreciate the fact that we can relate on all the things that I've done and accomplished. We have something to talk about. However, I was at sushi with my niece, and we had a bunch of people come to the table, like, with CDs and stuff, and they scared the living shit out of her. Because they were all super hyper, super aggressive, and she's, like, started crying, and I'm like,
aww.
Okay, this is my me time, and there's a kid at the table. So just gauge it based upon the situation that, you know, based upon the circumstances. Don't be scaring no kids. That's not cool. Really? Where are your manners?
Exactly.
But if
you
I'm
know,
out
be a,
with grown ups and I'm at
right.
a club or whatever, totally. You know, that makes perfect sense. So.
Right. Yeah, you know, people have to, you know, think outside the box sometimes. But you, I must say, like, you know, sometimes when you, you know, run into a person that you admire or you just, like, so, like, oh, my God, I love this person, sometimes you kind of forget your manners, you know, like, you forget what it's all about to maintain. You lose your scruples for a second.
I've been pretty good about it. Like, I saw Lenny Kravitz. He came to Paisley Park to do the 1999 show, and I was, like, basically – I had to tie my hands to my side. And I didn't say much to him at all. I was like, what's up? And then I walked away, and I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm going to freak out. And I would do little stuff for him. I'd be like, oh, is that yours? You want me to throw it away? Cool. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. But I would never do it in front of you, him, because, like, the least attractive thing to them is someone who's going
right.
to freak out over them, because how can you have a rational interaction with them if they're going to do some shit like that? Because you'd be like,
exactly.
you're a weirdo. So remember that when you approach people who are, you know, in the limelight, just be cool. Don't freak out, because if you want to maintain any kind of interaction with them, don't be the person that freaked out. They're not going to want to call you back or email you or stay in touch. They're going to avoid you.
Exactly. They're like, you're crazy.
Yeah. I can't even tell you how many celebrities I've met when I just had to be like, hey, what's up? And then go in the bathroom and freak out. I remember seeing Cuba Gooding Jr. too. And
oh, I love him.
Dancing. Oh, my God, he can dance. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We were in L.A. And, like, I didn't think much of him before that. And after that, I was like, you are the best thing since sliced bread. Oh, my God. But I didn't say anything. I was just like, as usual, what's up? And then
definitely, because I know I went to a club one night in Manhattan, and Leon, you know, Leon played the Five Heartbeats.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. And in person, he just has, like, this sexiness with him. So, you know, he was walking up the steps, and I was coming down the stairs, and he was like, how you doing? And I just was like, oh, hello.
I'm
like,
doing
how
my
you
pants right now. How are you? Oh, my God. No.
Exactly. That was exactly what I wanted to do. And I was actually working on the show that was there, because by trade, I'm a licensed cosmetologist, so I was doing it here for a fashion show they had there.
Nice.
And we were in the green room in the back, and I was just, like, sitting there looking at him like, oh, my God, oh, my God, I could just.
Can I touch your face? I mean, do you need some makeup?
Right, exactly. I wanted him to get up and be Eddie from the Five Heartbeats, the character he played in that movie. Like, get up and do that for me,
oh,
just one time, and I'll leave you alone.
That. You'll hate it, because, like, I toured with Too Short, and everyone's like, what's my favorite word? And he's like, man, leave me the fuck alone. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Being around Too Short is like, I honestly wrote a book. I haven't gotten it published because I need a ghostwriter to clean it up. So if anyone's a ghostwriter, please, like, hit me up. I need some help. But being around him is like a story a day, and not a little story, like a big story. Like, he told me to meet him by the red piano over by Pure. So I go to Pure because it was Halloween. We were going out for Halloween. And his friends are pimping in the lobby. And they didn't know who I was. And I said, hey, is that Todd? And they're like, grown men are talking. And he put his hand in my face. And Todd came running out of nowhere. He's like, no, 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 you don't know who she is. Because they were pimping this girl. And they thought I was, yeah.
Yeah, so one of those, a groupie.
Yeah. And I'm like, I know you didn't touch my face. I'm like, we're in a casino. I started screaming, you're going to jail. Because I work here. So go ahead, test me. Touch me again. I dare you to. And Todd's like, no, it's cool, it's cool. You're both cool, right? Let's go. And one day
he's going to jail.
Yeah. Oh, hell no. I don't play around. You ain't touching me. I'm 5 feet tall. I'm like 98 pounds. I don't like being pushed or touched or because I fall down. Honestly, I'm little. It just happens. Not like I can fight because I can't. So I used to be able to, but I can't now. I'm just like security. This man's an asshole. Yes, I'm DJ Girl 6. Don't know who the fuck that is. Take him away. And one day he slapped Ron Jeremy. You know who Ron Jeremy is? Like
yes.
The porn team?
Yes.
Yeah, we were in a limo. I don't know what they said to each other, but Todd just went, whack. I'm like, oh, I need to get out of this car. Like, every day is an adventure with that man. Like, back in the day, it was like that with Mix-a-Lot, but now he's all calm and older and
reserved.
Mellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wanted to chill out a little bit.
Well, now most of us have been to jail, and some of us have learned our lessons. That list would include me and Anthony from Mix-a-Lot. Todd, been to jail, hasn't learned anything. I'm like, you keep messing with people, you're going to go back to jail. Like, I got a lawyer. I'm like, okay, that's nice. I do not.
He got a lawyer.
Like, yeah, good luck with that. Eventually, you're going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't enjoy being hemmed up at all. I don't want to go to jail. Thank you. Yeah.
Exactly. So tell us, what's the best advice you were ever given?
Risk one, that's my ex-boyfriend. I was in law school, and I got out, and I was doing, like, contract work because I speak a couple different languages, and I was translating stuff, and I was doing it just in case I didn't make it. And he was basically like, look around. You've made it. Stop doing that and focus on this. And that was probably the best advice I ever got, is stop screwing around and just do this.
Wow.
I didn't have the confidence to do it before, and I kept doing all this stuff to just in case, like my mom's plan, you know, just in case. And he's like, dude, you're in a different city every week. Look around. This is making it, and you need to focus on this if it's really what you want to do. I was like, oh, my God. It just was a total eye-opener.
Definitely. It's even opened my eyes just hearing it come from you, you know, like that's definitely deep and it's just straight and to the point. Look around.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was great.
You are what you wanted to be. So stop playing with the backup plan. It's live in the moment.
Definitely.
So
and
he's a DJ too. DJ
oh, is he?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yep.
DJ and DJ, well, you're having, like, little rap battles in the house, like.
No, it's weird.
Like in Juice, the movie.
No, I've done battles, but not with him. I actually met him judging a battle. That's how we met. I was judging a battle, and people were being not so nice to him because he has hairy eyebrows. It's stupid, but whatever. I was like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, he's kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to go check out this club called Heaven. And I walked down the stairs, and there he was. And I don't know what it was about that moment, but apparently he tells me I met him a million times before because I used to be an on-air personality at KEXP 90.3 FM Street Sounds. He's like, I was on your show. You did a remote for the band I DJed for. You judged two of my battles. I'm like, I don't remember meeting you. I'm sorry. But I remember it now.
Right, exactly. Like. It's all in my brain now. I'm focused. Exactly.
Yes. From this moment forward, you are awesome and super hot. Let's go.
Right. Exactly. You are on my team, okay? As of this moment.
Now.
I will never lose track of that again.
Yes. Pretty much.
So what would you tell? Is that like the same advice you would share to a female DJ, VJ that's coming up now in this world? Like, would you tell them the same thing that he told you?
No, because you have to accomplish some stuff before you get to that point. To newer female DJs, I would say, you know, keep your clothes on, number one. Number two, quality always prevails. Focus on your quality. practice all the damn time and be better than everyone around you, because at the end of the day, that's what matters. That's all that matters. If you're better and you didn't get that gig, don't even sweat it, because another one will come along.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I have Tisha in the chat room that said that, you know, you're funny and she loves you. And then I'm getting text messages from Lady Twinkle that says, oh, I'm liking DJ Girl 6. So, yeah.
Thank you.
You know, people are enjoying what you're saying tonight. Even me. You see how hard I'm cracking up. I haven't laughed this much on an interview ever. So, first time for everything.
Tell them to hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely. Give them your social
six.
Network. At DJ Girl 6.
Yeah. Yeah, on Twitter and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/itsDJGirl6, ITS.
All right, you guys heard that?
Yeah, because if anyone needs advice, I always give good advice to the best of my ability. I'm no psychology major or anything, but I'm always open for questions or anyone who needs help. So it's just my nature. Like, I got a lot of help to get to where I am. Like, Mix-a-Lot helped me out a lot because we're from the same neighborhood, and Too Short was really nice to me, and a lot of people put me in a position to get me to where I am. So why wouldn't I help other people do the same?
Beautiful.
It's that whole kind of karma full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe
Definitely.
In that strongly.
Definitely. You are amazing to me, and I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to talk to you tonight. You know, it's just
Thanks.
Like, you know, you never know what to expect when you never, ever met someone. But
yeah.
You are beyond what I could have ever imagined as far as, like, personality, class, style, and you're funny as hell, and I love it, okay, because
oh,
I love
thank
to laugh.
You.
So you
Me
have
too.
A new supporter, and I'm sure you have a few more for those that are tuned in tonight that's going to be supporting DJ Girl 6 from this day forward.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Just get out there and listen to the mixes. Hit me up on Twitter. Vote, please vote. Vote once a day. And, yeah, stay in touch. Everybody just stay in touch.
Definitely. And you stay in touch also, and you're always welcome, because everyone that comes here, it's a family. So now I consider you family. So anytime you have any updates or anything you want to, you know, put out there, just definitely let me know. Even if you don't want to come on and you just want to tell Michelle to just send me something that you want me to blast on the, you know, the radio for you, then I'll definitely be ready for that. I'm about to go log on, vote for you, put the link up
Thank
so people
you.
Can vote for you. And I wish you all the best. And keep me in tune to what's going on, because I need to laugh now. I'm going to be looking forward to it.
I'm good at that. If you're sad, just call me. I'll cheer you up.
Not
I'm
a problem. Thank you. Thank you so much,
okay, nice
DJ Girl 6.
Thanks,
nice
everyone.
Meeting you as well. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, so that was awesome. Love her, love her, love her. So I'm going to give you the info again, Tisha, the info for Girl, DJ Girl 6 is at DJ Girl 6. And I think I caught it's DJ Girl 6 for Facebook. Definitely log on to www.jackcolton.com and click on the Spin Awards and vote for DJ Girl 6. I'm going to, you know, dig back through my email from her publicist and see what other information I can dig up for her and post it on my Facebook page for all those that are interested in getting more in tune with DJ Girl 6. Definitely check out her website. Like I said, her website is really, really hot, and I wish she remembered who the heck did it, because it's awesome. And that's www.djgirl6.com. So I'm more than sure her Facebook, her Twitter, and whatever else she's connected to is definitely on her website, if I missed a beat on whatever she put out there as far as like the lettering and the spelling. So we have Mac Mirage about to come up. So before he does, let's just play his track and, you know, get in tune with him. And this one is called Heads Up.
Uh-oh, I'm back. How praises. Yeah, go to the man, the entity, male or female. Forgive me upstairs for my sins. I keep my head in the cloud. Away from you haters, hater, hater. I'm untouchable, Mr. Hater. Hater. Just so you know, you know.
I'm immune to the pain, and I'm so used to the pain. Now I'm just my head to the sky,
The coroner won't find any residual stains on Mac's brain. No kush or post fragment remains. You'll find my content hurts like hell from these labor pains. See, I toil and clench my hands firmly in the dirt. A wrapped earth springing up new crops, strictly for the love of this thing I call hip hop. I can't forgive the old cause I stay on something new. This writer burns hot, don't touch me or else your hands are through. Doc might check my liver and find a few drops of the gin. It's slightly diluted thanks to the juice and the goose, all due to the sins of this pen, man.
I'm immune to the pain.
Unfortunate for rappers, I'm the polar opposite. I spit radiation, so you should worry about the tan you're gonna get. I just seduce your ear with my words and make the mic horny. You have pretensions of significance, and that makes you freaking corny. Come on, son, you're a buster whose life is lackluster. I wanna introduce your jaw to my friend, the knuckle duster. I bet my vocal tone's demeanor sends you into a fluster. Mr. Critic, think before you speak my name and group me in those lame clusters. I'm Colonel Mustard, so I did it and stepped them in the library. You speak nothing about facts, and that right there was scary.
I'm immune to the pain.
My pen can lead me to long beards in the pen, but Max never the snitch. No matter how many zeros you wanna put on the end, I gotta keep it real, unlike the rappers doing. Can't help, I'm a boor herding the cows, just fat chewing out front like the bubble eyes, wide body like a Benzies. Groupies with the single, but nah, I can't picture that with a telephoto lens is. You're the worst, so girl, we can never be friends. All you're looking for is a sugar daddy, but trick off my ends. Yeah, trick, I got mad charm, but you can't forget the sucker. You best keep it moving before they hold you, then dump you, your mother.
I'm immune to the pain.
Yo, Dicky Boy Jusman and Scarfella Musical. Hey, you rocking with Miss P.
The High Shore, Internet High Radio. Shore,
Intro Radio. You feel me?
Yeah, so that was Heads Up by Mr. Mac Mirage. And that drop was from Jerusalem, 6-year-old recording artist. You know, I had to stop myself because when I interviewed him, he was like, I'm not a rapper. I'm an artist, and I was like, whoa, okay, so shout out to Jerusalem for the drop. So without further ado, we have Mr. Mac Mirage on the line. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm fine. How about you? How's everyone doing?
Everyone is doing great. We're super excited to gain some more insight on you. So, you know, we just played your song, Heads Up. I'm feeling it.
Great. Appreciate that.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, I was over here rocking. Sorry.
Oh, what's up? Glad you like it.
Definitely. I'm like, this is the first time that I, you know, downloaded it from the email you sent in, and I'm just like, whoa, how come I didn't, you know, have this on my iPod much sooner? But now it's there, and it will be in rotation on the show, and it definitely will be in rotation on my iTunes list. So thank you for that, you know, awesome addition to my collection.
I'm glad to be a part of it, so I appreciate you for playing it and adding it to your fan list, you know?
Yes, definitely. So tell us about you. Who is Mac Mirage?
Well, for those that don't know, the name is Mac Mirage. I'm an independent hip-hop artist from Memphis, Tennessee. And that's just a short version. But as far as, like, musically, I'm a, as I said before, hip-hop artist. And I can kind of agree with what you were saying about the what was his name, Jerusalem?
Yeah, a little six-year-old.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I'm not a rapper. I'm an artist. I'm an MC. You know, I don't feel my, I don't put myself in the same light as those in the mainstream, as you call them, rappers. I may rap, but, you know, what I give you is substance, content. You know, try to make you think a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. So who was on that track with you again, by the way, who was singing the hooks?
The Head to the Sky, that was actually done by this guy, this producer named Johnny Giuliano. And the guy that was on the hook, I can't remember his name at all. It just escapes me. But,
oh, that's,
you know,
okay.
Shout out to him, though. You know, he did a great job on it.
Yes, he really did. You know, I was just like, whoa, I'm feeling this. Okay. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All of that together. See, all these great minds come together and make a great song. So, you know, it's awesome. Well done. Well done. So when you was a kid, you know, tell me a little bit about that. Like, did you always want to be an MC, or did you have a passion for something else growing up?
Oh, well, when I was a kid, I mean, it was just, you know, the typical, you know, boy growing up, you know, just changing your mind with the seasons. You know, one minute I wanted to be a doctor. One minute I wanted to be a fireman. One minute I wanted to be a policeman. You know, just the average. But, you know, I was kind of always just to myself. You know, so I started writing poetry and, you know, really just got into hip-hop, you know, back in like the 80s and 90s when it really came out, you know, was in its heyday, so to speak. So, you know, ever since, I can say my first cassette tape, you know, this, you know, shows my age, but my first cassette tape was Big Daddy Kane back in the day and Heavy D. I mean, I was just hooked ever since then. You know, I just grew, fond and fond of hip hop and music in general. So,
right, definitely. So, what's your take on the music today versus the music that you create? Because, you know, I ask this question a lot because I'm just really trying to figure out how do people really, really feel. Because Mac, seriously, at this point, I just really don't feel like it's anything or anybody that's out that's really hitting for anything right now. It's slow.
Right, exactly. And, you know, that's the plight of us underground artists is, you know, a lot of people just look to the mainstream for their music and, you know, it's just the same wash, rinse, repeat. You know, you got a song with, you know, 8 bars in it. It may, you know, it's just all about the catchy hook. And, you know, once you get the hook out, you know, what else is there? There's nothing
right
else to keep your attention.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, us as underground artists, you know, we try to give you everything, you know, the content, the hook, you know, the fat beat, you know, everybody's looking for, you know, but mainly, you know, just trying to stay consistent and, you know, make sure that you're giving your, you know, your soul basically to the music, you know, so everybody else can see it or hear it, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But as far as the
mainstream, I mean, there's really nobody out now that I would even listen to be honest.
Right. And I must say that I have to agree with you, Mac, because, you know, I'm old school, totally. You know, I'm you know, it's nothing. When you're out, most of the time you're going to hear whatever's playing, like what's out now. But for the most part, I'm definitely into the oldies because, you know, it's nothing really that I can feel like I relate to so much, you know, at this point in time.
Exactly.
So,
I feel the same way. I mean, everything now is just, you know, you've heard it before. You know what it's about. It's about money. It's about the women. It's about the cars. It's about the houses. But, I mean, beyond that, I mean, what are they talking about? It's really nothing. It's just nothing that they're speaking. You know, they don't speak to me, so I don't listen to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So do you have any other loves other than music? Because I know music, you know, is captivating and, you know, it's a lot involved with it, but outside of that, do you enjoy other things?
Man, I mean, it's kind of hard to say because, I mean, music is really just everything to me. It's just, you know, I go to bed thinking about, you know, 16 bars and hooks and, you know, like, oh, I could do this with this track or I could do this with that track. But as far as anything extra, say no, because music is just everything to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I kind
of
see
that. But outside of that, you know, I'm just a family man, you know, just stick to my fam and do my music. That's pretty much it.
That's awesome. Sometimes that's like the best bet, Mac.
Exactly. The only bet nowadays, people are afraid.
Right, exactly. In this day and age, you know, that's just like the wisest decision that people can make, you know, just kind of just doing your thing and staying rooted. That's it. That's how you win.
Exactly. Stay in your lane. Exactly.
Exactly. So who are some of the people along the way? You mentioned Big Daddy Kane, and, you know, I don't know about for you, but I know, like, Slick Rick was like the first, Dana Dane was like the first rappers that I ever had the opportunity to kind of tune into. So their songs are like embedded in my head forever because they were just like the first ones who set that platform for me in my life.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm totally old school. You know, I just mentioned Big Daddy Kane because I was just a super fan of his, you know, and his
mm-hmm.
delivery and content, you know, it was just ahead of his time. But as far
right.
as just, you know, I mean, any and everybody old school, you know, Kool G Rap, Rakim, Heavy D, I mean, Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh,
mm-hmm.
I mean, all of them. I mean, because, you know, Salt and Pepper. I mean, everybody that had something to do with pioneering what that we, you know, have today is, you know, rap music. You know, I can say that I really enjoyed music then, but now it's just not there. You know, it's just bland and tasteless, basically.
Definitely. A lot of it, you know, I think is being killed by auto-tune. But I'm also, like, feeling like at this point, there's so many great talents out there, and I don't know if it's really because of the lack thereof of the talent, or is it the industry is pulling tight rings on who they're allowing to, you know, step into the platform to do their thing.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So
it's
hard.
What's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what's going on. You know, they had their picks and chooses of who they're going to put on, you know, and it's basically just a money game. You know, you got the money, you know, we'll put you on, you know, see what you can do. You know, if you can do what you, you know, say you're going to do, you know, we'll keep feeding you, you know, keep putting you out there. But, you know, if a lot of artists that's out or rappers or whatever they want to call themselves, in the mainstream, they just don't have that staying power because they really don't have anything to hold your attention, you know? So that's why
mm-hmm.
a lot of the record labels, they only go with certain artists because they know that, you know, they have a track record, so to speak, and they have a long-standing fan base that's going to support them no matter what they put out. You know, even though it may be garbage, but they still support them.
Absolutely. And do you think that kind of, I mean, not like we know for sure, but I just want to get your, you know, feedback on this. Like, do you think that it's like this because, you know, there's a lot of people that come out and they're hot for like one or two songs, like one hit wonders. And you invest so much, a lot of these, you know, labels invest a lot of energy and money in promoting. And, you know, in the beginning, the money's not coming in yet because you have to build, you know, that fan base and whatever, and to get those sales up. So they're investing their money that they already have on people that don't stick around long. Do you think that that kind of contributes to the fact that they kind of tighten the rings on allowing certain people in?
I mean, it does 100% because, you know, as I've said before in, you know, many tracks, and, you know, I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but fans are fickle, you know, meaning they can, you know, shift with the wind. You know, unless
mm-hmm.
you just have just those diehard fans that'll support you no matter what. And, you know, a lot of artists, they just don't, they don't have it, you know. And some of them that do have it, you know, their fan base is, you know, so, you know, small and tight-knit that, you know, you really just, they just fade out. They just don't hear from them anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
For example, you could just, you know, say Rakim, you know, as good as Rakim is, you know, as great as he is, you know, you just don't, you know, they don't put him out there, you know, because of the simple fact they know that Rakim is just not your basic, you know, run-of-the-mill rapper. You know, he's
mm-hmm.
above that. And they don't put him out there simply because they know, you know, his fan base is, you know, a little older, but at the same time, you know, a lot of they're kind of geared up toward the younger generation. And if they feel the younger generation, you know, you can't hold their attention, then, you know, they really don't have anything to, you know, they won't put stock into you, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it's just crazy. You know, I just don't think that's right, but, you know, that's just the way the industry is.
Definitely, definitely. So, you know, do you perform live at all?
I did, but I don't know. It's been a while.
Oh, okay.
I am gonna gear back mm-hmm. up to kind of get some things going, but you know, got to work other things out first. So
that's totally understandable, and it's real. You know, it's
right.
real. So, so when you hear your music, or when people give you like feedback on your music that's positive, I mean, how does that make you feel?
I mean, it's great to me because, you know, it gives me a different viewpoint as to far as, like, how am I doing, or, you know, what I'm saying, you know, will, you know, hold the attention of someone else, you know, versus just for my amusement. And, you know, I try to get feedback from, you know, any and everybody. I mean, people I've never met, you know, like you, for example. I've never met
right.
you.
Right.
You know, you filling the heads up. So, hey, you
right.
know, big up to that.
Right.
You know, it just lets me, you know, go and, you know, just try different things, you know, to see, you know, whether I should just keep going or, you know, should I just give it up? You know, basically that's how I look at it.
Absolutely. So with the good, you know, there's always bad. So do you get any negative, like, feedback from people? And if so, how do you handle that? Like, how do you filter it?
Oh, all the time. You know, I get, I'm basically not your typical artist, MC, because I don't try to, you know, match myself to anybody. I don't try to say I'm, you know, the greatest of all times, or, you know, I can out-rap anybody or whatever. But, you know, I get people that tell me all the time, you know, I should quit, you know, what I'm talking about, you know, nobody's going to hear it, you know, nobody cares what I'm saying, and, you know, maybe you should change up the way you do this. You know, they're trying to conform me to, you know, what it is that they want to hear or the way that
mm-hmm.
they want me to do it, which is fine. I appreciate the feedback. But at the same time, you know, I just don't feel I should change, you know, for one person. You know,
mm-hmm.
if I have 50 people, you know, giving me the same feedback, and, you know, or criticism, and it's, you know, all negative, but at the same time it's good criticism, I'll take that. And I'll, you know, I'll run with it because, you know, it's something that I need to know and something that I need to hear.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I don't get offended, you know, by any feedback I get. You know, I love it all. As long
mm-hmm.
as somebody's listening, I'm happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what I notice sometimes with me with music, certain music, sometimes, like, playing it the first couple of times around, like, I'm not into it.
Right.
You know, but then after a while, one day, it's like my mind, I let go of whatever was, like, shielding me from, like, kind of tuning into it the first couple of times. And, like, say, for instance, I woke up and my head is clear and I'm feeling awesome, and then I'll play the song, and then I'm like, hey, this is a hot track. Like, I like this. And then it becomes, like, one of my favorites. So not every time I play a song, I like it right off the bat. That comes very few. But after a while, certain tracks, they do resonate, and then people just catch on. So, you know,
right. and,
with the,
and that's,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty much, and that's not to interrupt, but, you know, that's,
no,
pretty
that's
much how, that's pretty much how my music is. You know, you have to really let yourself get into it to appreciate what it is that I'm trying to convey. And once you can do that, you know, then, you know, that's how I've gained a lot of people, you know, respect, saying, you know, I really respect what you're doing. You know, you staying true to yourself. Excuse me. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's all I want people to, you know, see in my music is, you know, I'm doing me, I'm staying in my lane, I'm not trying to, you know, be anybody else but me, because that's all I know how to do is be me. So,
exactly.
As long as you keep listening, you know, I'm sure out of all the songs I got, there's got to be one or two, you know, that's going to catch your attention, you know, so just keep listening. That's all I say.
Exactly. And can I just add that, you know, heads up, I played it that one time, and, yeah, I liked it. So I played it a few times before I even went live, you know, just so I can kind of get some of the words in my head. Because when I like a song, like, I have to learn the words. So next time I talk to you, I'll be kind of tweeting you some of the lines in the song, because that's what I like to do, too,
oh,
so people can know that I'm in tune to their music and I'm definitely paying attention. So you know, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling for me to be able to have something that I can enjoy to listen to. And also, it's a good feeling to know that, hey, I did this, and this person actually know the words and can resonate with where I'm coming from today. And, you know, so, yeah, that's going to happen.
I appreciate that. You know, I definitely appreciate that. You know, if you listen and you hear a line that sticks out, you know, tweet me. I'll be like, you know what? Got that. So that's what's up.
Exactly. Right. So you said that you're a family man, which is awesome, and I love those. I love those, and I love when men come on the show and they kind of just put it out there, like, you know, this is what I'm doing. I'm married. I have children. Da 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 da. That's awesome to me because, you know, in these day and ages, that's real far and few for people to be honest and upfront about their responsibilities and how they're living their life. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So I commend you for that. So, when you say family man, so it's you have a wife and children, you know, what's the story?
Oh, you know, I've been married now to 11 years, you know, happily married, you know, no bone about it, no beef about it, you know, it's just the number one girl right there, you know. Shout out to the wife.
Yay,
you know,
shout out.
Shout out. But as far as, you know, my children, I have four beautiful children. You know, they're from range in age from 17 all the way down to 8. So, you know, that's my world. You know, I try to keep them separate from the craziness of the music, you know, which, you know, I can't say I'm, you know, just some major artist that gets all this attention. But at the same time, I just keep them separate from that. You know, I want you to see, you know, see my music and don't focus on, you know, the other part, you know, just leave that alone. You know, I'm real private, real private person. Although I know it's hard to be private, you know, once you get to a certain level, but, you know, I try to do everything I can to just keep them out of the picture completely, so.
Definitely. The only reason why I wanted to touch on that a little bit because, you know, it's just like one of my major points in interviewing a man that is a man, that you are acknowledging your responsibilities in this entertainment world, you know what I mean? Because like you said, you know, you don't have to be all elaborate about what you share with the world about your family, but the fact that you bring it to the forefront that they coexist is big to me. So when people,
I definitely do that.
Yeah. So when people listen in or and you know to the show, like people that's coming up or trying to find their way of how to be in life, they can kind of take points from people like yourself. Like, yeah, this is what's happening to my life. Own it, be it, and, you know, it can still be discreet, but just own it and be it. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Don't try to hide it because it'll get you in trouble you can't get out of, and you don't, that's a road you don't want to go on, you know, because like
exactly.
They say, no fury like a woman's scorn, and
it's
true.
It is
true. You know, don't try to keep it under wraps, you know, just keep her in line with everything you do and everything's going to be fine.
Absolutely. So we know, like anybody else knows in life, like there's bumps and the bruises and you pick yourself up and you get back into the game. But, you know, what has been like the most trying process of being an entertainer?
Well, the most trying thing to me is actually just, you know, gaining the support of, you know, new people, you know, because they are just, you know, so stuck in their ways, you know, that they just really, you know, I can't say that they're afraid to, you know, listen to somebody new, but, you know, they just hear certain artists or certain people in their area and, you know, they just get it in their mind, say, you know, everybody's supposed to sound like this person, you know, and that's just not the way it is. You know, everybody is, you know, has their own style or own genre or whatever the case is, and you know, I just try to get as many people as I can to actually listen. You know, maybe if you listen, you can, you know, you'll appreciate what I'm trying to do. So that's the hardest part or the biggest gripe I have, just gaining new listeners and support. That's pretty much it.
Absolutely. But I don't think that it should be that hard because, like you said, once people resonate with that, you know, your music speaks for itself. You know, people just have to resonate. And a lot of the reason why I think, you know, people don't get the support they need is what someone brought to my attention today and was like, you know what, the reason why people don't support is because they dislike the fact that you're able to pursue the things that they are not able to do because they don't have the initiative to push yourself forward. So they tend not to want to know what you're doing or care what you're doing or support what you're doing because they don't have that drive as you do to fulfill the things that you want to do.
Totally agree with that statement. Totally. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I hate to, you know, hate to use the word hate, but, you know, there's just a lot of haters in the world, and they just can't see anybody do anything that they can't do.
Right. And Tisha in the chat room said, you know, let your haters be your motivators.
Exactly.
Definitely,
you know,
I agree,
Tisha. They need to be your inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, good feedback there, too. You know, they have to be, you know, the reason that you keep doing what you do. Because there's always going to be somebody that's going to disagree with what you do or how you do it, but just don't let them stop you, you know, no matter what. Got to keep moving.
Absolutely. So tell me, how did you come up with the name Mac Mirage?
Everybody asks that. It's, I just should be, I know. Well, the Mac part came from my dad. That was his nickname. And as far as the Mirage, you know, at the time I was just – you know, just under the radar and just felt, you know, I just wasn't being seen or, you know, it looks like I'm making progress, but then, you know, it just seems to fade away. So
mm-hmm.
it's just like a mirage or oasis, you know, you think you see me, you know, but then I'm not there. So that's
right.
just pretty much how I came up with it, you know. I'm here, but
I love
you don't
it.
See me. Yeah, I'm here, but you don't see me, but, you know, eventually you will. That's just my mindset on it.
I love it. It's different. It's
Thank
definitely,
you.
Yeah, it definitely goes hand in hand together so that, you know, that's how you can tell you're a creative person. Because I hate when people give themselves, like, these pseudonyms that make no sense and you don't even know why you named yourself that. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like
it sounds like I'm... Like swag whatever. Like, really?
Yeah,
like, come on. Like,
what's up with the nickname, man? Come on.
Exactly.
Go back
exactly.
to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah, and then I think that, you know, it all goes hand in hand, first of all, with who you are, what you're trying to bring forth and convey to people. Names are big. Like, people don't realize that. It could be your downfall as well. You can have everything going for yourself, but because you picked this, you know, name, it could turn somebody off from tuning in.
Exactly, you know, and then just to use an example, you know, Jay-Z, you know, he used to be called Jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he changed his name up and everybody loves it, so he's Jay-Z now.
Yeah, I mean, for all those artists out there, you know, you need to really think about, you know, names hard. If you don't have something that, you know, is just like a flow and have, like, significance, then that shouldn't be your name.
Right, exactly. Yeah, don't call yourself, you know, the man of 1,000 bars when you, you know, barely can
and you
write
only have
eight
two.
Bars. Right, you barely can write 8 bars and, you know, you're the man of 1,000 bars? Okay.
Okay.
Right, I believe you. You say so, I believe you.
Right, a man of 1,000 bars minus 99.999.
Right. Exactly. Minus 998. Exactly.
No disrespect.
You know,
it's no disrespect intended.
Stay true
it's just,
to you, you know. Stay
right,
true.
Exactly.
Just be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So are there any artists that you're currently working with at this point?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm currently working with a lot of, you know, because I work with a lot of underground artists. And, you know, I just shout out a couple people, you know. I work with my homie Chippy the Grizzly. We got a mixtape coming out here in a couple of days. So, you know. Blue Collar Chronicles. I'll send you the link to it.
Mm-hmm.
My homie Corrupt Dialect, he's out of the UK. Another homie called Italis, he's up in Ohio. J Bomb, he's in Ohio. Manuela, she's in Canada. Junior Dre, he's in the UK. The Grim Reefer, he's in Jackson, Tennessee. I mean, I could just keep going because I try
right.
to work with as many people as I can, you know, NTG, shout out to her. She's in PA. Just King Cyrus, he's in Florida. I mean, I could just keep going on and on and on because I try to work with any and everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
so
and I think
out,
that's
you know,
good. Right.
Right, so if I left you out, you know, don't get mad, you know, I'm my fault.
Right,
you know,
right. It's just a lot. It's just a lot, you
right.
know. And shout out to all y'all, even the ones that Mac forgot, you know, shout out to y'all. You know, keep doing what you're doing.
That.
Definitely. Seriously.
Exactly.
You have to. You have to. I mean, one thing that I don't...
keep pushing people.
Right. You definitely have to keep pushing. And one thing that I don't understand is when I interview people and they say, well, you know, I'm not working with nobody right now because, like, why not? Like, that's the problem that we have in society. I'm not saying every single track, everything that you put out has to have someone on it. But at the same time, if you know that someone else is creative and they're definitely hitting for something, then why not work on something together? Because maybe as a solo track is not a good track. And that's why even people that's in the industry, they put certain people on remixes because they know that that's going to bring more revenue to the source of that one song. So why not think outside of the box and be different and you know, that's all I'm saying.
Put yourself out there. You know, you never know what'll happen. You know, I never thought I'd be working with, you know, people in, you know, oh, my homie J.O., you know, he's in Africa. You know, I mean, I just work with people all over, you know, and it's just amazing to me that I just, you know, gained the support of so many people that I never would have dreamed of, you know, and it's just all because I was just wasn't afraid to just say, hey, yo, you know, let's do it. You know, send me a song or I send you a song or instrumental and, you know, we go from there. So, and it just turns out, you know, that they all came out hot.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
You gotta put yourself out there and, you know, just don't be afraid to work with anybody. You know, even though they may not seem like a good fit, you know, just go for it anyway.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Now, this is going to probably be, like, repetitive because I do ask this question a lot due to the fact that everyone has something that from the same repetitive question, you know, people have something new to bring to my insight as well as our listeners. So what is the best advice you were ever given?
Well, the best advice I can say I was given is, you know, don't, I guess you can say stereotype yourself or put yourself in a certain mindset. It's kind of hard to describe because, you know, it was like a personal thing, you know, so a lot of what he said really wouldn't make sense to you. But to basically break it down is, you know, you can't give up. You just got to keep trying to get yourself out there, you know, no matter how many people, you know, and I say this before, but no matter how many people tell you what you can't do, or no matter how many people hate what you're doing, you just got to keep it moving, and you can't stop just because they don't, you know, agree with what you got going on. You just got to keep going.
Absolutely.
And, you know, to be real, you know, I almost stopped writing, you know, a while back. I just was just tired, you know, like I'm just getting fed up with just not getting any respect. So I just stopped writing for like 6 months, just cold turkey. He was like, you know, why would you quit, being yourself, you know? It's just like taking a part of you and just trying to get rid of it. So, you know, you can't get rid of your heart. If you get rid of your heart, you stop breathing. So, you know, music is my passion, so I'm back on it.
Right. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely, and I love it. And I love it. And I'm, you know, really glad that we had this opportunity to, like, get in tune with you because, you know, I'm just, like, definitely a new supporter for you. And like I said, I'm going to keep that song in rotation, and I'm definitely going to be tweeting you as I learn the lyrics and stuff of that nature. And definitely, you know, here as a family whenever you need us. So tell people where they can find your music, follow you on your social networks, and, you know, gain more insight on Mac Mirage.
Okay, well, the name is Mac, M-A-C-K, Mirage, M-I-R-A-G-E, and you can just pretty much Google me, and you'll find just anything you need to know. And I'm on SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Twitter, Facebook, I mean, pretty much any social network you can think of, I've probably got an account there, you know, just trying to keep myself out there. But, yeah, just Google Mac, M-A-C-K, Mirage, M-I-R-A-G-E. You'll find me. Guaranteed.
Right. Definitely. So it's been a pleasure, Mac, and I'm so glad, like I said again, that I've gained some more insight on you, because it just makes me want to give you a big hug for being so amazing and so on it and so in tuned. And I enjoyed talking to you, because, you know, you never know what to expect when you don't meet someone. Like you said, you didn't haven't met me before, I haven't met you, but it's right. Definitely a pleasure now that we had the chance to, you know, talk to each other.
Exactly. Yeah, we've linked up, and you know, I'm going to worry you now. It's over.
Right, it's over now. Right, exactly, exactly. You might as well, you know, break out an extra plate at the table because I'm ready to eat.
Exactly.
It's like one of those things.
Exactly. I got your fork, got your spoon, you know, got your bowl. Let's go.
Definitely. So thanks again, Mac, and keep us in tune to everything that you have, you know, on any upcoming things that you want. And if you don't want to or have time to come back on the show, you can always just, like, send me the info, and I'll definitely always shout out whatever you want me to. If you have any new music, whatever, just send it to me, and I'll play it. Not a big deal.
Will do. I got some coming up for you, so be on the lookout.
Yay. I can't
Blue Collar Chronicles, the mixtape.
Wow. Sounds
sexy. Shout out to my homie Chipper the Grizzly. He's going to be my cohort on the rhyme, so to speak. So I'll definitely be getting in touch with you about that, see what you think.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mac. You have an excellent evening.
You do the same. Thanks for having me.
Okay. No problem. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, guys, so that was Mac Mirage, and he's also awesome. Like I said, you never know what to expect when you never speak to someone, you know, and that just goes to show, like, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, because you never know what you're going to read or, you know, what you're going to, you know, find. So definitely, definitely pleased about the interviews tonight. Shout out to DJ Girl 6 once again. And for all of those, you know, please support her and log on to Jack, that's JACKCOL. PON.com and click on Spina Awards, and that's spelled SPINAWARDS, and vote for the best female DJ, which would be DJ Girl 6. I'm actually about to go on the website right now and vote for her. And definitely everybody that tunes in, please, 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 you know, go and vote for DJ Girl 6. You see she's grounded. You see that she's still repping, you know, the projects in the hood. And she doesn't, you know, try to put herself on this plateau where, you know, she's better or holier than thou. So with that being said, and someone that can stay in tune with the reality of life, that, you know, at the end of the day, we all came from X, Y, and Z, and just because we have advanced in a certain way doesn't mean that you're supposed to forget where you came from and how you got started. So I definitely have much love for her for that. So again, like I said, you know, go out there and vote for her. And again, is JACKCOLTON.com. And click on Spinner Awards and vote for DJ Girl 6. So hopefully with you guys' support and continuous love, that, you know, she'll win and, you know, make history with that. So shout out to Tisha, as usual, my love. And shout out to Fee Sexy Ma. And shout out to Madison. You know, I see she's coming home on Sunday, and I can't wait to see her. Okay, I know there's nothing but love and giggles and hee-hee-hees and ha-ha-ha and dirty pampers, okay? Okay, included dirty pampers. So shout out to, you know, little Madison, Tisha, and Fee Sexy Ma for always being supportive to the Intune show. Tomorrow is the Speed Networking event. Please tune in from 6 to 8 p.m. is going to be 10 minutes of, you know, people just giving us insight on how to maintain our social networks through with having a business, how to build your business, how to flow in your business, and how to make it work for you. Because some of us are totally stumped on how to advance in our businesses. So, you know, tune in for that tomorrow. I'm really excited about it. And, again, May calendar is almost up on the Intune website, which is www.intuned.wbes.com, and check out who's going to be on the calendar. It's just getting juicier and juicier. Miss P is on the grind. Nothing but love for you guys. I love you, love you, love you, love you all. Thanks for tuning in. And if you're tuning in for the first time, don't make it your last. Until tomorrow, babies, have a good night.
I'm in tune, 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 I'm in tune